98.1 KZE. It is MK with you in the studio with me. I am delighted to welcome back an artist whose song Nogales you've heard quite a bit here on the Afternoon Drive. It's Pi Jacobs.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Should we just play said song?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. KZE. The talented Pi Jacobs is my guest. Thank you for joining us at the end of, it sounds like a pretty long time on the road.
Yeah, about a month by the time I get home Friday night.
Well, we appreciate you making the time for us.
Oh, thanks. I love radio and I love your station. And any chance I get to do radio, I'm there. I'm here for it.
Also, I meant to say, I don't know if, was it your idea to send the little succulents with your last package?
That would be Joe, my wonderful radio promo guy. He's part of the team and he always has these cute little ideas and I'm like, what? And then I do it and I'm like, I was so happy making those little succulents, honestly.
Take notes, musicians out there who are doing radio promo. Like I've, you know, having worked in radio for a long time, yeah. You do get inundated and it does make a difference when you're like, this package is a different shape.
Well, you know, it was really fascinating trying to figure out how to send a living thing.
Yes.
I was very nervous about it.
It lives with me now.
Oh, good.
It made it and I took it home.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy you like your succulent.
I love my succulent.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, tell me about the tour and the record. How was the reception you were in Europe?
Yeah. I've just been putting out singles this year. I had a full length that came out in 2024, which is, I think, the first time I met you.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember, as I mentioned that you were coming in today, I was like, maybe it was a year ago, maybe it was 3 years ago, maybe it was a month ago. Yeah. I don't know.
2 years, 2 years for Soldier On. And then I have a new one written, but it's not completely recorded yet. We recorded 3 songs and Nogales was one of the songs. And so we put out 2 singles this year, and I'm hoping that the new album will be out next, probably January.
Awesome. Winter album.
Yeah, exactly. You asked about the tour. It was great. I started in England. I love England very much. And then I went to Germany. I've toured in Europe quite a bit, and even though everybody speaks English, what I enjoy about England is that because it's a common language, the nuances are there for like humor. Sometimes you tell a joke in Germany and it just is like falls flat on its face.
Just does not jibe with the German sense of humor.
Well, some question the German sense of humor. Yeah. No offense, Germans, I love you, but...
So that's a bit of a difference with touring in Europe versus touring in the States, is kind of having to tailor your stage banter to a different culture. Is that the main difference? Is there anything else that kind of stands out?
There's lots of things that are different. The first time I toured in Northern Germany, I played the whole first show thinking, they hate me. I'm bombing. Because, you know, us Americans are pretty rowdy. Like, if we like something, we're like, woo!
You're going to hear it.
Clapping, and we're, like, laughing and usually kind of teasing the artist and stuff. And the Brits are pretty rowdy, too. Northern Germany, they are so quiet. And when you finish, no one moves. They don't really smile as you're playing. And then they'll kind of golf clap.
Mm.
You know, very polite. And so the whole first show, I was like, I am getting killed. They hate me. And afterwards, it was a line.
Wow.
To buy CDs, to talk to me. You know,
man.
And then, yeah, that's one song. And they'd remember a detail from the lyrics. So it's just
They were just locked in, like really paying attention.
It's a very different way of appreciating music.
Yeah.
And one thing I like... A lot of people in particularly Northern Europe, like you'll have a gig and they'll always pass a hat, which I thought was weird at first. But I think they have this, like going way back to the time of kings, this idea of artists for the court. Mm-hmm. There's a word for it. Shoot, I can't remember.
Yeah.
They're sort of patrons of the arts.
Right, right, right.
And that's like a normal thing. So like tipping is a big deal. They really like to tip and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all different. You have to just kind of roll with. Yeah. Well, the tipping's nice.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of suss it out and not be afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And just.
Do you drive when you're there? You rent your own vehicle?
I do. I wouldn't if I just had the guitar, but I also play a stomp box when I'm traveling solo, and it's a lot of stuff. So I do drive. I've done it many times in England, but I always, like, the first second that I get in the car and go, okay, focus now. Left side of the road. Mm-hmm. The gear shift is with my left hand because everyone drives a manual there. For the first half an hour, I'm concentrating like crazy, and then it starts to
lock in a little bit. Helps that it probably helps that the gear shift is on your left and, you know, the driver's side is on the other side. Because, yeah, if it was like the car alignment felt the same, but you had to be on the other side of the road, that would be insane.
You know, I'm dyslexic and I don't have any idea how it works. Honest to God, because when I'm at home, I'll go turn right and I'll point with my left hand.
Interesting. So, okay.
I don't know, but there are lines on the ground and that helps.
Yeah. So when you have to know right and left, do you do the thumb thing?
No, I'm right-handed, so I just kind of go, what do I grab with?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Pi Jacobs is my guest on KZE, wrapping up a tour with a visit in studio on KZE. Would you like to play us another one?
Yeah.
I would love it.
I'm going to play this. This came out as a single in January. This is a song I wrote kind of in response to the SAVES Act, which is a current bill in Congress. It keeps coming back around. Like, they keep defeating it and it keeps coming back. It just passed again in the House. We'll probably get defeated in the Senate. But one of the things that's in this kind of heinous bill that's basically a thinly veiled attempt to suppress voters is if you are, like me, a married lady who changed your name.
Same.
Right. He asked me to, and I didn't care. I'm not close to my dad, so I'm like, sure. He's like, I want us to sound like we're a family belonging together. So anyway, I was like, fine, I'll change my name. And if that's you and this bill passes, you're going to have to prove your citizenship with a birth certificate, passport, something like that. Well, you know, I have a passport, obviously, because I just came back, but, I'm kind of a slob. Like, I have lost my birth certificate many times. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I was contemplating that.
Yeah.
When I wrote this song. Change my name to join his family. My father's line, a small call. Voted my conscience since I became legal, 'cause I love my people despite their flaws. Here in a long line at the DMV, I've been informed as of today, I'm Mrs. Nobody. Well, I moved a lot and I lost that box with the proof of who I changing, oh, every day I get less and less of a say. But you can't erase half of the human race. Thank you. is nobody. Nobody. Mrs. Nobody. Mrs. Nobody. 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 Mrs. Nobody.
KZE Pi Jacobs is my guest in the studio. You know, we were talking off air a little bit about, just writing about current events and you know, all of the baggage that goes along with that. And I was thinking as I was listening to that song, I love your approach of taking things from a very personal viewpoint, as opposed to kind of the overwhelming size of trying to look at like the macro picture.
Yeah.
You know, is that something you think about when you write?
Absolutely. I mean, I never want to preach at things. First of all, like there are a lot of talking heads out there just yelling stuff at us all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I take something that is personal to me, it keeps me honest and sort of, you know, in touch with the emotional side of it, which is, you know, what music is all about. And, you know, and then it also prevents me from pointing fingers at people, which I also kind of want to avoid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the value of protest music is to reach folks who perhaps don't necessarily think they agree with you, and to be able to hear your viewpoint in a way that is, you know, digestible and acceptable to them, more so than, you know, a talking head from the other side talking at them. And I think, you know, approaching it from the viewpoint of like, this is how it truly is affecting me. I've been, you know, pulled over because I was profiled. I am afraid I will not be able to vote because I changed my name.
Right. Right. You know? Right. Yeah. I think there's just so much yelling in politics and in our sort of just our social discourse.
Oh, God,
now.
Yeah.
Just people just yelling at each other. And that's never what I want to do with my music. And look, I'm just a songwriter. I'm not some smart political person. You know, I don't have degrees in political science or anything like that. So I just, you know, I want to avoid doing things that are going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, I actually do have a degree in political science, also don't want to get in trouble.
There you go. Yeah, no, people relate more. If you tell your truth, it's yours. They can't tell you it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I try to stick to that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I think they're great songs. And, you know, as I said, I love, you know, being able to play protest music.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm so happy you're playing it. And you know, one of the things, like, if I may, I hope I can play one more.
Oh,
if I may.
Of course.
But this last one I'm going to play, like, one of my feelings about it is, like, so much is going on in our society and our politics right now my sense is, like, people want me to be bummed out. Or like there's a faction of the, you know, that wants me as a liberal to be like sad and scared and everything else. And I refuse. Like, you know, I'm still like going to live my life. And there's so much joy and wonderfulness in my life. And I really want to focus on that and on having a sense of humor and, you know, not letting stuff get me down because life is short.
Well, you know, do you listen to Low Cut Connie at all or follow them?
No, not really.
Well, they're terrific. And Adam is, you know, he's another kindred spirit, a really great politically active artist. And they've got a song out right now that, you know, he was kind enough to come here and play in studio a while ago, right before it released. And it's just this really banging summer fun song. And he's like, this is still a protest song because it is about, you know, the audacity to have joy and to, you know, be joyful and to live your life, you know, in spite of oppression.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joy is an act of resistance.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Well, I want to. Oh, shall I play?
Yes.
Okay.
By all means.
All right. This one hasn't been released yet, but I'm really excited about it. I'm sure you know the saying, if it walks like a duck. And so this is Walks Like a Duck. Thank you. Well, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck and it swims in the muck, oh baby, guess what? It ain't your king and it ain't your boss. That's just some duck who is lying to y'all.
Duck à l'orange.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Not bad, right?
That's a good one.
98.1 KZE. Pi Jacobs is my guest. Thank you again for coming in. This has been great.
Oh, such a pleasure. Yeah. I love seeing you and good hang.
Yeah. Where can we find and buy your music and support you and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Well, I always encourage people to do Apple Music over, say, Spotify. Mm-hmm. But Spotify, I'm on all the things.
Are you on Bandcamp?
I am on Bandcamp.
That's a good one, too.
Bandcamp is great. It's spelled P-I like math, so Pi Jacobs. I'm easy to find. I'm on all the things.
Hell yeah.
Hit me up.
Yeah, well, we'll see you next time you come through.
Okay, sounds good.
We got your community bulletin board on 98.1 KZE.